Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now, however, pleasant surprise at that. He's going to be in D.C. coming up in a couple of weeks for the All-Star Game, the Geico All-Star Fan Fest at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, July 13th through the 17th. If you want to go check it out, go to allstargame.com for more information. But joining us on the Ackerman Security Hotline, Hall of Famer, 7-time 20-game winner, one of the greats of all time, right-hander, Ferguson Jenkins. Fergie, how are you?
Hey, guys, how we doing?
We're good. Doing all right. Got to be honest with you. We weren't expecting you till next week, but this is awesome that you joined us, and we appreciate your time. Before we talk about your career and all the incredible things that you accomplished, I want to talk about something that happened with the Orioles a couple of weeks ago. And Ross Grimsley, a contemporary of yours, is a colleague of ours here on The Fan. Dylan Bundy was running the bases in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, tweaked his ankle. Admitted to the media he hadn't run the bases since he was in high school. Of course, Ross lost his you-know-what, thinking that these guys, even though they know interleague play is scarce, it still happens. For you, as a guy who hit as a pitcher, your thoughts on a guy who's a major league player, he's been in the professional ranks, Bundy, for over 5 years now, not really knowing how to run the bases anymore?
Well, fundamentals was something that the Cubs, and it was my first team was the Phillies, they really stressed. Fundamentals for pitchers, we ran the bases at least once or twice a week. We bunted every day. Every day we had to bunt. And if you wanted to take swings, you could. But certain pitchers' fundamentals we had to participate in, and also sliding. So that was something the National League, I think they taught their young pitchers all the time.
Hey, Fergie, if you were, which pitcher do you like watching in today's game?
Oh, there's quite a few. You know, Lester came over from the American League and really didn't get a chance to do a lot of hitting when he was with Boston. And he's hit his second home run just the other day in the National League, a 3-run homer. So he's really improved. The one thing I'd like to see him learn or work on was a pickoff move. He really doesn't have much of a pickoff move. And for a left-hander, you can keep runners extremely close, but he's improved his hitting a lot better.
Hall of Famer Ferguson Jenkins joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. The Cubs right now, they're in a tough fight in the NL Central. They brought in Yu Darvish in the offseason. He's been a little bit banged up. You mentioned Lester, who he can't even throw to first base, if I'm not mistaken. But the Cubs, the way they're put together right now, are they still a force to be reckoned with, or is there a move they need to make here, Fergie, going into the second half?
Well, you know, I think that they've got some young minor league players. Underwood, who came up briefly through, not bad. He's back in Iowa, because I was just there. He's with Des Moines. I think he's a young man that can be used maybe later on the second half of the season. So they're going to be calling upon some of these young players after the All-Star break, or they might make a move and make a trade. So who knows?
Now, Fergie, when you think back to when you were pitching, and what would you say, like, if you were pitching today and they say, well, we just need a quality start, we need you to get us into the sixth, that's all?
Hey, I was used to pitching 9 innings, so quality start, 5-6 innings, I'm just getting warmed up. I just think that 100 pitches, I used to win ball games. Sure, it's throwing 100 pitches, but I win some ball games at 120 to 130. So the aspect of me going out there and pitching, because I had a strong arm. I never had a sore arm. 21 years I pitched. So I wasn't used to be taken out. And Leo DeRocher, I had 8 years with the Cubs. If he thought you still had a quality performance going out there and you were in control of the ball game, you stayed out there.
Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins joining us here on The Fan, Vinny and Haney, on this lovely Tuesday. I'm looking at your innings pitch, some of them 325, 313, 311, 308. I mean, that's two seasons for most of the guys going on nowadays. What are your thoughts, Fergie, on this analytic age of baseball and the bullpens? I mean, middle relievers, Tommy Hunter makes $9 million a year for the Phillies, for instance. The fact that starters, as Vinny pointed out, I won't say marginalized, but the workload isn't what it used to be for guys like yourself, Jim Palmer, Tom Seaver, and the rest.
Well, yeah, I just think that you mentioned two individuals that threw a lot of innings, Seaver and Palmer. You look at Marichal, Gaylord Perry, Koufax. I mean, all these guys, Gibson, we all were out there with a four-man rotation, so you stayed in ballgames. There was only 9 pitchers made the ball club. Now you're looking at 12 or 13 pitchers that make the staff. It's totally different. Pitching every fourth day. These guys only pitch once a week. They probably don't throw in between starts enough to help their control. I do batting practice in between starts. It's kind of an unheard of situation. I threw a lot of batting practice in spring training. I talk to some of these young guys. They get blisters. I threw batting practice all the time to toughen up my hand. So spring training, carrying over into the season, I think you had that ball in your hand a lot, so you didn't get a chance to get a blister. You toughened up that hand, but it's a little different now. And it's really unfortunate that some of these young guys really are not used enough.
Now, Fergie, who is a hitter in today's game that you would be like, man, that'd be a tough out? And then who was the hitter that back when you were pitching, you were like, damn, I can't ever get this guy out?
Well, you know, Goldsmith now with Arizona has really gotten to the point where he's really understood the game a little better. He started off really slow. Unfortunately, you know, things happen. Harper is a tough hitter, but you could change speeds with him a lot now. That's the number one pitch that people are really not emphasizing enough, changing speeds, making hitters hit off that front foot. Hank Aaron was a front foot hitter. Tough guy that I had a tough time with from time to time was Clemente, number 21. I used to have to start 5 times against Pittsburgh because they were in our division. So he was a tough out from time to time, along with Stargell. So, you know, when you look back at what you were capable of doing and the guys you had to face, I'm not sure they gave you nightmares, but you didn't want to face them all the time.
Getting back to today's game, and one of the things that's become very prominent is the shift. Fergie Jenkins, what do you think of the shift?
You know, we didn't use a shift. You know, there's tough left-handed hitters like Stargell, Clemente, Fairley, Parker. There were so many guys in the American League. There was Jackson. But, you know, we pitched them hard in, played them to hit the ball to that particular position. And if guys like to push the ball the other way, like Carew or Pete Rose, that's the way you played them that way. But we didn't use a shift. If you did that, I think the guys would bunt on you. I just think that they really don't utilize the opportunity to maybe make the infield shift back because of the fact that a lot of these guys had good speed, so they would try to bunt on you sometimes. Who knows?
Hey, Fergie, is the baseball different in today's game?
Totally. Totally. It's fired up. It's compressed. It's really, really hard. From the years in the 60s and 70s, we had different companies. You had Spalding, you had Wilson. Now all the balls are Rawlings. I don't think that they've really let the public know this ball is really compressed. It's really, really hard. I've been on the field quite a few times with some of these new balls and picked them up. They are really, really hard.
Fergie Jenkins joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins going to be in D.C. next week, well, the 13th through the 17th, as the All-Star Game goes to the nation capital. It's the GEICO All-Star Fan Fest coming to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. Fergie, we had Freddie Lynn on last week, and he played in the World Series his first year, never got back. Unfortunately, you didn't get that World Championship either. That being said, you played on some good clubs. What was the best team you ever played on?
Well, the 69 team was a good ball club, even 1970. And when I went to Boston, that 77 team with Yaz and Skremski and Lynn and Rice, that was a good ball club, Hobson. Unfortunately, just didn't get a chance to get there. But, you know, it's not for everybody. I mean, you have to put it all together. The team has to play extremely well. And you have to win 90-plus ball games. And now you've got, you know, two teams that can really get into playoffs now with the options of having a team that doesn't win the division. But now you're a second or third place ball club, and And now you've got that luxury of getting into the World Series playoffs.
Now, Fergie, you grew up in Canada, and it looked like, from reading about it, you were a pretty good athlete. When did you choose baseball over hockey and track and basketball?
I started pitching at 15. So, and I didn't, you know, want to pitch because I was a first baseman. They put the tall, slender kid on first base, and I was tall and slender, about 150 pounds, and 6'2", 6'3". Didn't put any weight on until my senior year in high school, about 180. So I just think that hockey was the number one sport I played. Played a lot of basketball, too. But I just think that once I could see that the scouts were looking at me more as a pitcher, I had some success at 16, 17 years old, and I got a chance to sign with the Phillies right out of high school at 18. But that was the number one thing that I think about it. When the scouts started showing up in my hometown in Chatham at 17 years old, I said that baseball might be the sport that I could maybe become a professional.
Well, you did okay. It was a good decision. Seven-time 20-game winner.
Yeah, definitely had a multiple made the right choice.
All-star multiple times and eventually into Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame. He's Fergie Jenkins, going to be in D.C. July 13th through the 17th. Geico All-Star Fan Fest. For information, go to allstargame.com. Fergie, we appreciate your time. See you down in D.C., hopefully, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, guys. Nice talking to you.
Yep, thank you.
Ferguson Jenkins on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.